my God, you guys. I failed so hard just now. So I've been trying to do a script fill, but my dumb butt here, my butt forgot that she may or may not have taken an edible or something before, like an hour before trying to record. Jesus Christ. Okay. And right in the middle of filming, it hit. So I'm a weird mixture of high and horny right now. And I just feel everything. It started with a little bit of a head rush, and then the giggles, obviously, and then I lost my train of thought. And then the feeling just head straight to my pussy. I can feel everything right now. There's a fan blowing, and it's blowing from my pussy on far away, but it's making me tingle. It's making me throb, actually. And, fuck. Okay. Oh, this happens to me when I do edibles. I just can't control myself. My husband always calls it the litmus test, because he knows how much to give me or how much I can have of these edible treats, because he times it based on how fast I get horny, because it hits so fast, and listening to audios doesn't hurt, you know. And recording this script, it's a really sexy script. It's funny, it's quirky, it's kind of adorkable, which is kind of me. I have two battling sides. My sweet, super goober nerd side that everybody else sees, and this secret side that I have that no one gets to see, actually. My husband, and maybe you guys getting to listen to me, but I'm super fucking kinky sometimes. I get hot and I get horny hard, and when I get high, I get horny as fucking hell. See, I'm losing my train of thought here. I'm not even touching myself yet. Breathing. Oh my God. I just started flexing my muscles. I love to do my fucking kegels while I'm high. You know, it's not as sexy saying that, but I love opening and closing my pussy around absolutely nothing. Sometimes I like doing it with my fucking fingers inside of myself. Sometimes I stick my dildo in and I squeeze around it hard, fast, sometimes to the rhythm of a song. I just love doing it because it feels so good. It was one time, I think I was like 18, I was doing my kegels on a bus in Europe, and I did it so fast that I ended up kind of orgasming. I was able to keep it together, but it felt so good. My pussy wouldn't stop throbbing. And to this day, I always wanted to be able to do that again, to be able to clench so hard or fast, to be able to make myself do that again, because God, it was the best fucking feeling. Okay. I've given in. And I started to touch myself and kind of rubbing myself in a circular motion, thinking about things in my past, because I can almost visualize them. Like, I can remember that first time I made a guy come in his pants. I was so excited about that. But I had to pretend that I didn't notice because it was only polite and he was my boyfriend in college. And oh, his embarrassed face. God. Honestly, I confessed this in Gone Wild Stories, I think. But literally, I did that. He did that, and then he went home after cleaning up, and I don't know if he took a shower in my bathroom, but he cleaned himself up, and it was very obvious to me. And then he left, and I remember the rest of the night I spent in my dorm apartment bathroom, sitting, or actually laying down in the bathtub with my fingers between my little folds, my little virginal folds, and letting the water caress my clit, just replaying that moment over and over and over again. Oh, it was such a hot victory. I think it's hot turning guys on, hearing about it. Or seeing it while they try to hide it. It's hot. It's fucking hot. I love it. I like knowing that I have an effect on someone and being able to cultivate skills to do it. I mean, when I was a virgin, I would look at all of these like magazines, like Cosmo. I'd sneak Cosmo because there wasn't. There wasn't a computer I could use to do a lot of searches, and eventually when I got my own computer, I did my research. I was a virgin. I'd planned to stay a virgin until marriage at that point, and I lasted until 23. Thank you very much. I liked it. I always wanted it. I've always had a very high sex drive, and even then, even when I didn't have a vibrator or toys to play with, I think I didn't even get my first toy until I was 20. So I was really good at getting myself off, and I did use the shower a lot. Luckily, the water bills were not paid by me or my family, luckily. So I was able to indulge quite frequently when I got horny. I don't know how we got here, but I guess I'm just gonna fucking go with it. Because if you're taking the time to listen to me, maybe you need this. I don't know. I don't know your life. But, yeah, I was kind of a virginal slut. Well, a horny virgin. Like, the one that they always had in, like, those movies, like the American Pie or National Lampoon stuff, the dirty stuff. But that was actually me. I was such a freaking cliche, but I had my values, but I was hot as hell all the time. As you can hear, I've started to turn on my toy because I need it. Because I'm horny and because I've had a rough day at work. Oh my god, my pussy has not been penetrated in a little bit. Well, not a little bit. You know I do my fucking Kegels, so it's been a while. And oh, well, actually, no, it's not. It's not a bit of fucking while. I've penetrated myself with this quite recently. I'm sure you've all fucking heard. I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm fucking tight and I'm horny as hell and it won't go in because I'm so fucking clenched. Oh, maybe you should hear without the vibrator. Okay. I got it in. Okay, pulling my shorts aside. So this vibrator, it's got this thing, it's got like three modes. The first one is there's a little tongue in the tulip head part. And then you stick it in, and there's a bunny with bunny ears on the top. And so when you turn it on like that, oh, and you press it just fucking right, it feels so goddamn good. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I just want to be thrown against a fucking wall right now, and I want to be filled up. I want to be bred so bad. Oh, shit. I feel like I'm spilling all my deep, dirty secrets here. Oh, but it's okay. I don't care. I'm just horny. I'm just horny as hell, and you're here with me. Listening. Probably horny as hell. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, the thought of being pinned up against a wall. Oh, man. When I listened to an audio, or was it a story, about a guy who fucked a girl in a sex swing until she passed the fuck out. Oh, God, that's one of my bucket list items. I want to get a sex swing. I want to get a sex swing, and I want to be used. I want to be eaten out in it. I want to be fucked in it. To me, that's really, really hot. Let's see. Oh, fuck. What else do I fantasize about? Oh, God, I wish I could afford a Sibian. Like, literally, I would do anything for one of those. I would love the shit out of that, like, just riding it, having it be, like, remote-controlled long distance so my husband can just play with me whenever it feels like. We're both working remote at home right now, and that might be a fun way to spend a lunch hour. Oh, God, those things look so fucking hot. What else? What else would I want? I've always wanted, okay, this is a little weird, so bear with me. I've always wanted a clit or a pussy pump. I want my pussy to be so fucking sensitive. I want my, my clit doesn't get very big, so it's not like, overly big, but I like pumping up my pussy with a small pussy pump I have, but I would like to have a really nice one for my full pussy, and then I will just pump it up while watching porn and playing with my nipples or having my husband lick the shit out of them or suck on them. I kind of like when he's rough. I like being a little dominated, because in my life I have to make a lot of decisions. I have to, you know, be the boss sometimes. Not the boss, but I've got, you know, people that depend on me, and I've got to do the girl boss thing. But at night it's a little different. I want to be fucked like a slut. I want to be dominated. I don't want to think. I just want to feel. I want to feel pleasure. I want to feel cum. I want you to breed me. I want it. I am so horny all the goddamn time. I just want somebody to take over and take it. And when my husband does that, I squirt all over the fucking place. Oh. Oh, shit, yeah. Oh, God. 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 Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck. Fuck. Make me come. Make me come. Make me come. Make me fucking come. Do it. Do it. I know you're touching yourself. Do it. Fucking do it. Come. Come with me. Touch yourself. Get off. Oh, Sam. Come with this dirty fucking life. Come with me. Come with me.